If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Igor Marak, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing, David?
I'm outstanding. What our listeners, starting with Joe, may he rest in peace.
Right? Yeah.
He always learned from your grandmother.
Yeah, she's Polish, awesome lady, and she was great at cleaning, but terrible at cleaning hardwood floors, apparently.
No, actually, she was great at cleaning them incorrectly.
Well, sure, yeah.
And your dad almost fell off the chair because he was used to the bucket of water, hot water,
and vinegar. Yeah.
And vinegar.
Yeah.
So what other
That'll
common
clean
mistakes?
Them, right? Come on, Igor.
It'll clean them and destroy them.
Yeah, it'll clean them, and then you've got all kinds of issues. You know, the number one asked question that we get on a daily basis is, you know, why are my floors hazy? Why are they lifeless? Why are they, you know, terrible looking? I clean them all the time. I don't understand. They shouldn't look this way. So the problem is not the fact that you're cleaning them or the frequency of cleaning. It's what you're using to clean the floors. And, you know, the polyurethane coatings, especially on a wood floor, are extremely durable. They don't really require much, but they do require proper maintenance. And so if you use too much water, that's not great for a wood floor. If you use harsh chemicals, you'll strip off the polyurethane, causing them to look dull. That's not great, obviously. If you're using wax-based cleaners, that's not going to do a great job, because what those wax-based cleaners will do over time is they will cake on the floor, they'll leave a haze, they'll create that lifeless look. And so what we did many, many years ago is we developed a full line of cleaning products. Our products will not leave a haze. They will not use too much water. They're all pre-mixed. You dispense them out of a spray bottle. You just kind of spritz the product onto the floor. Use a dry microfiber mop, which is what we recommend, and then basically just wipe the floor clean. Everything that's on the floor will be transferred onto that mop, because the technology that we have in our cleaning system changes the surface tension of that dirt. It lifts the dirt off the floor. It doesn't smear it around. It literally will lift it and transfer it onto the cloth, leaving your floors looking vibrant and healthy and beautiful.
Do you recommend you vacuum ahead of time, right? I'd imagine, right?
Absolutely.
So you're going to vacuum, get your floors as ready as possible, and then use your product, right?
Yeah, vacuuming is always great, Jeremy, because you're removing all the particulate that is on the floor that's already loose.
I'm trying to get my wife to call into the show. What do you call it? It's not an argument.
A minor disagreement.
Okay, thank you. It's a minor, because when you're married so long, it's a minor disagreement, right?
A divergence of ideas.
Yeah. Brilliant, right?
You're welcome.
And she's like, hey, we got, you know, whatever gallon. What are those sizes that you guys sell?
The refill gallons.
Right,
yeah.
So we buy two at a time, because obviously a lot of kids, whatever.
You got an active home.
Yeah. Active home. And she'll use, in her words, a whole bottle, or close to a whole bottle, just cleaning our floor one time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa, that's excessive.
Yeah. So, you know, Jeremy, what's interesting, and I don't want to get in the middle of your argument,
it's
or
not
disagreement.
Or minor
he doesn't want to ruin his sales either.
Exactly.
Customer.
Hey, we don't even type in the WGM promo code. No. We want you to get it all. Yeah.
All right,
exactly. Yeah.
Fantastic. But the short answer is, so our 32-ounce quart bottle, that we sell.
The spray one.
The spray bottle, right. Is designed to clean approximately 2,000 square feet.
Oh.
Now, that's if you saturate every inch of the 2,000 square feet.
Okay.
Right, which you don't really need to do. So we recommend just a light mist. You know, a little bit will go a long way.
We got to get her to call in.
And then just wipe the floor down, because you don't need that much product. You don't need that much liquid on the floor. You just need to allow the product to activate the dirt that's on the floor and then just get it ready for lifting.
So we use two fibers at a time.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely perfect. Sure. Because what the first one will do is it'll get up the first round of sort of dirt or whatever, maybe cake down the floor. The second one will polish it up and clean off the rest.
Okay. So maybe she's
crazy
doing it right.
Thing is, you only live in a 900 square foot house. So
with seven people.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. That would be remarkable.
It's unbelievable.
Why are you going through so much product?
That's right.
Exactly.
What, are you drinking it?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Well, you know it's edible, right?
You
could drink it.
We don't recommend it,
but there's no like, yeah.
You should take it out of the refrigerator so your kids stop drinking
that's
it.
That's the problem. We keep it in the refrigerator because we're out of space.
Right, Mike.
I think you should be really happy that your wife cleans the floor that much.
you know, I'm not what giving her a hard time. I'm not. I just, you know, I said order two, and because we love your product. And
appreciate that.
As a regular consumer, right? Go to the store, you buy the thing. If it's good, you like it, buy more of it, right? So we have all your cleaning products, obviously, because we have all those surfaces that you mentioned. Sure. And I was just blown away when she said, "Oh yeah, I almost go through a whole bottle." I'm like, "No."
Well, you know who
loves, or I've been doing it wrong.
Well, there you go. But you know who really loves using our product? Our cleaning companies.
Oh,
so a lot of our clients will actually buy our product and simply hand it to their cleaning person that comes in, and then you know, because they don't have to be on their hands and knees.
Yep.
They don't have to be, you know, there's no buckets of water. You just simply spray product, and then you just wipe the floor from a standing position. Makes their job easier. The floors look great. I mean, all the way around.
Hand scrubbing stuff. Yeah.
So you know, to.
So we should get a discount. Tell all our listeners out there, if you have a cleaning person, you should actually ask for like a small discount because your cleaning person's doing less work.
Well, you could do that, or it's an insurance policy to make sure that the cleaning person, not that they would try to, you know, hurt your floor, but because they're in most cases they're just trying to get in and get out, they'll take a bucket, they'll. You know, create a concoction.
That was our, you know, I learned from my dad. So we're pretty sure that's why our hardwood floors got beat. Plus the kids and the dogs.
Yeah. But Jeremy, we have a lot of clients that will call us with issues that they see on their floors. You know, problems. Why is my floor doing this? Why am I seeing that? And some of it goes back to cleaning, you know, incorrect cleaning or incorrect maintenance. And so we'll kind of debrief the, you know, what are you doing? Well, I'm not doing anything. My cleaning person is. What are they doing?
And I don't know. They clean it.
That's exactly right. The short answer is we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
And so we go digging in their pantry and we find the bucket. We find, you know,
the mop, a couple mops.
We find
the pine
all
saw.
Kinds of things. We find vinegar. You name it. We find it. And a lot of that stuff is either too harsh for the floor or it'll leave that haze on the surface, which just destroys the sheen.
Is there a PSA on Murphy's Oil or Pine Sol or anything that says, like, our product may ruin your floor?
Well, in their mind, they're not ruining the floor. What they're actually doing is they're trying to create an artificial sheen. So initially, as you start to use those wax-based products, they will look shiny. They'll smell like pine.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
they smell great.
They smell great.
Oh,
right?
So
they're designed to kind of give you that false sense of cleanliness.
I do know.
We're actually going to clean the floor. So we're looking to remove dirt. We're not looking to coat it. We're not looking to change the sheen. We're just simply looking to remove all of that dirt and, most importantly, not encapsulate it. Because every time you use a wax-based cleaner, you're going to encapsulate that dirt and you're going to create an abrasive surface, and that will cause problems in the future.
Hmm. What was the Murphy Oil? Is that what
you were talking about?
Yeah, Murphy's Oil. Yeah. Yeah, well, there was a big sponsorship on the line.
I'm sorry. You know, it's not. Hey,
right? There goes the Murphy's Oil sponsorship. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you got the Mr. Floor sponsorship.
I know.
Yeah, thank you. We got a better product. He's right here.
I'm just telling you, it was that close
until
that last segment.
I'll tell Kev. Sorry, Mary.
It's all right. Yep. All right. Well, we'll just have to double down on the Mr. Floor investment.
Yeah. No problem.
If our listeners want to reach you and buy your amazingly fantastic, outstanding product, where do they go?
Please give us a call directly at 847-674-7500 or visit us online at MrFloor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code WGN at checkout.
What is travertine, and do you have a product to clean it?
Yeah, so travertine is a natural stone. It's generally sealed, and our natural stone cleaner is a perfect way to clean it.
MrFloor.com?
MrFloor.com.